Welcome back to the Easy Talk Show. I'm your host, Easy Ward. This is the show you get nourishment for your knees, food for your soul, and healing for your hearts. Thank you for all the love from episode 24. Preparation for promise, preparation to promise. You know, we thank you for all the comments, all the feedback. It does not go unnoticed at all. Once again, if you're new to my channel, please like, comment, and subscribe to Easy Ward TV. Once again, if you're new to my channel, please like, comment, and subscribe to Easy Ward TV. And, you know, I now have a mailing list. In 2025, we got a lot of great things planned for you guys. You know, and I want to stay connected. So please hit that link below. I promise I will not spam you. And you'll get nothing but, good information from me going forward. Today, whoo, all right, let's get right into it. So today's episode is titled Start Now, Don't Wait. Why is it called Start Now, Don't Wait? It is titled Start Now, Don't Wait because, how do I want to approach this? All right, I'm going to just say it. 2024 is coming to an end, you know, as we all know. But a lot can happen in these next few weeks between now and the end of the year, right? And I want to encourage somebody that if you're waiting on 2025 to start, and by the way, this is episode 25. If you are waiting on 2025 to start something, you're already behind the eight ball. And I say that because when that a new year doesn't mean a new you if it's not a new you and a new mindset and a new perspective shift, right? And for a lot of us, we have goals that we're saying we'll start January 1, but in reality, you could just start now. You could literally start where you are. And I think if we're being real and if we're having a really honest discussion, nothing changes when the clock changes from 11:59, 2024 to 12 o'clock, 2025. Nothing changes if your habits don't change. You're going to have another year where you come and you make all these resolutions, and then come March 1st of February, or really February 1st, you're going to say, you know, I'm going to start fresh this month. I'm going to start fresh this week. Start now. Stop waiting until this new year, new me. Start now. So today, we're going to talk about practically, we're going to have an open discussion between Dan and I on how you can start now and don't wait. Like, literally, we want to get you from ideation to action. So we want to get you from having the idea phase to doing the actual action. So today, Dan, you and I can have a really just open kind of free for all, you know, conversation about, you know, what are some things that we can, you know, how we can help practically, how we can help people practically stop waiting and start now.
Here we go. Here we go. Before we do start, I do want to open it with a couple scriptures.
Okay.
One of the things that my dad always, I hear him so prevalently, he says like all the time, like, son, one day I'm not going to be here, but you're going to remember and recall the words I used to say. And one thing I always know he says is, do it now. Always, like, do the dishes, whatever the case may be, do it now. And it's like, I try to apply that, whether I do it or not, that's a different thing. But like, but I at least hear him saying it all the time. It comes back to me all the time. And Proverbs 6:4, don't put it off, do it now. Don't rest until you do. James 4, NLT. Number 17, it says, remember, it is sin to know what you ought to do and then not to do it. Going back before that, number 16, it says, otherwise you are boasting about your own pretentious plans, and all such boasting is evil. So this kind of goes to the last episode where, we talked about obedience and like, often we're called to do stuff and we will hold off, we'll put it away, we'll say we'll do it. One of the things that I've been convicted on, thanks to Easy here on camera here, and my beautiful fiance, is starting to tithe. I've just started that, at least my version of what that would look like. And a lot of people say, I'm gonna put it off until I get more money, or I've been hearing, like, a lot of people just put stuff off until they're waiting for something else to happen, but it never happens. Or when they do get that one thing, they're like, but dang, I could use another dollar, I could use another thing, and this or that. Your circumstances are never going to change, but your attitude should.
Yeah.
And then when you're added, like you said, when your attitude starts changing, that's when your circumstances start to change.
Yeah.
So I just started off with those two, you know, some scriptures, and just like, you know.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So as we're talking through this conversation, one of the things that I was thinking, right, is what would I tell myself if I said, you know, like, you, like, what's stopping you from starting? And I never forget, it's this ministry at my church that I was in called JAG and years ago. And one of the leaders in the ministry, shout out to Lee. Lee watches and see, he supports the platform a lot. Him and Josh Parker have been, you know, two mentors for me in a lot of different areas of my life. But I remember Lee was like, you're not tired of it. Like, we can pray through stuff, but like, you got to get tired of being in the same place. But mm-hmm. at that time, he was talking about habits and doing the same things over and over again, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm going to apply this to, if you want to make a lifestyle change, if you want to start a business, like you got to, it's at a certain point where like, I want to make this thing practical. You got to get from, I want to, I'm going to do. Mm. It has to go from, I want to start a business to, I just filed my LLC. I want to be in shape. I'm meal prepping and going to the gym 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. I want to get out of a toxic situation. I'm going to therapy. I am, you know, surrounding myself, you know, around people who are healthy and not being toxic. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to start investing. I'm putting money into the stock market. I'm mm-hmm. setting up my investment account to start investing. I think we just got to make it simple. You got to go, you got to be tired of being in the same place you are. And you know what's the real hard truth? Y'all ain't tired enough.
Sorry.
Bruh, that's just the truth. You're not tired enough.
Right.
You are not tired enough because, bruh, if you were tired enough, like, if you were tired enough, you would stop. And I'm only saying that because I don't be tired enough.
Right.
That's the only reason why I can say that, because I'm not tired enough. There's a lot of stuff that I say, bruh, I say I want to be super lean. Why just order a pizza? Mm-hmm. I could have easily ordered kava. Like, it's decisions. Mm. It's like these small decisions mm-hmm. that don't align with what we say we want. Mm. And me, I'm talking to myself. Once again, like, literally all this is a dear easy every episode. Mm-hmm. But like, it's these decisions that we're making every day that either, it's no in between. It's no black or white. I mean, it's not black or white. Well, actually, no, it is black or white. It's either yes or no. It either aligns with what you want or it doesn't. Me going to the gym allows me being in shape. Me eating pizza doesn't allow me being in shape. Mm-hmm. Me saying I want to get closer with God. Me reading his word aligns with that. Me not reading his word does not align with that. Mm. Me saying I want to be a great speaker. Okay, you should be learning how, you should be trying to, like, it was one point in my life where I had this word app feeding me a new word a day. So like, I was just trying to really expand my vocabulary and my vernacular every single day. Okay, but if I start getting lazy with that, I start like, it has to go from a place of I want to I'm doing. Mm. It's really that simple. And for a lot of us, if we're being real, we are not tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's really good. A lot of people don't even know what they're shooting for or aiming for. So the first step, I guess, practice, if we want to make this a practical thing, the first step is to identify the problem.
Yes.
What do you want to change?
Yes.
What don't you like? Like, think, what do you want?
Yes. And you know what's even better? Lay out your life. This is one thing I do. I try to lay out my life in all categories. Spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, financially. Mm-hmm. And I try to assess all those areas and say, okay, all right, I'm kind of good right there. Mm-hmm. I like where I'm at. I mean, it's always room for improvement, but I like where I'm at. Okay, this area right here needs a lot of work. Okay, if I can master this area, this will help me achieve all the other areas, because discipline is a fundamental principle that if you can master that just in one area, I believe that the results that you'll see from that one area will be contagious, and you'll want to spread them to the other areas of your life. Mm-hmm. But you got to master something first, and you got to figure out what that one, like you said, you got to identify the problem of what that one thing is that you want to, that you want to change, that you want to correct, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I identify the problem. That we're going to call that step one.
Yep.
When you finally get fed up, I think a lot of times we also focus, we don't focus on that goal, and we focus so much on the bigger picture. We say, I want to be rich. Well, what does that look like? That means you need to break that down into baby steps. Like, okay, start saving, start researching. Like, we don't know how to break down our goals or what we want into like, what is the first thing that I do?
Yep.
And then we never start. We just get overwhelmed by the whole circumstance, because we're looking at like we talked about with the boat, being in a boat and Jesus. Like, we get so overwhelmed by the storm that we're like, oh, I don't know where to go. Where if we just focus on God, or focus on that goal, or focus on that one thing at one time, it's easier to make that first step. Growing up, my dad, I used to play football, and like, whenever there was three people, I used to play running back. Whenever I was surrounded by somebody, my dad always told me, just pick one. You know what pick one mean? Like, you know, pick one and run through it. Like, if you're going, yep. You're going, like, pick your target and start there. Stop thinking about, well, how am I going to figure out the... Because if we serve this God that we say we do, he will provide steps for, or the resources for the next step or the next step or whatever. And we don't have to figure it out. Starting a business, like, you just got to go for it. Going to the gym. Let's get a membership tomorrow or today. You know what I'm saying? Just go. Don't wait. Just get a membership. And then start, get accountability. Finding some people along the way that will help you with that stuff. So, like,
that's good.
First step, identify the problem. Second step is take that first step. When you do that, it's a snowball effect.
And you'll be surprised that when you take that first step, God will align provision and people around you to help you figure out the rest. Like this show, I had to take the first step and saying, this is what I want to do. And remember when that first call, you asked me, like, you know, how many episodes you want to do? And I was like, you know, maybe like, I was like, you know, maybe like three or four, something like that, like three, four. And I was like, you know, because, you know, I got some stuff going on in my personal life where I don't know. And you said, hey, man, I'm going to stop you. I'm going to tell you this, God is going to provide. And rightfully so, he did.
Yeah.
And, you know, you connected with Keon and Destiny first, and then, you know, they connected me with you, and we connected at the right season and right time. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I had to make the step of saying, this is what I want to do. Like, I'm going to go forth with this idea, put myself out there and really do this.
Right.
And it couldn't just be an idea no more. It had to be, okay, no, like, you had a pod before, Game of Faith podcast. But now, you know, it's going to be elevated. We're going to do the Easy Talk show.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to take a step first and, like, really do this.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, I'm just thinking about situations in my life I had to make the first step. Like, even finding God, bro.
Whew.
Even finding God, I had to make a step in that. That was a choice. That was a decision. And I had to, you talked about getting fed up. I was going to First Baptist at the time. And it was an altar call. And I just got in this car accident, and I used to feed myself with rap music, which I still do. But like, I remember vividly there was an ASAP Rocky song. It was like, basically, he was like, I don't need to go to church if I'm a believer. Basically, that's what he was saying. And I used to tell myself that because of what he said or what somebody else was saying. And then I went to church, but something was pressing me to go to church. I got in this major car accident that could have went way, way, way left. And then I remember Pastor Jenkins was like, you know what? I'm gonna keep this altar open because there's a chance that you might not return tomorrow. Tomorrow's not promised. And what happens then? what happens then? Are you satisfied with what you've done so far? And I was thinking, like, dang, I ain't have to be here today. Mm. I ain't have to make it here. I might not be here tomorrow. There's friends that were passing away at the time. Like, they had their opportunity. I don't know what their judgment was. So, like, am I satisfied with where I've been? And that was my first step. Then a college happened. Tragedy strikes. Now it's like, Lord, I want to find you now. I need you. And I start to seek. And when you start to seek, you'll start to find. And the door will be open to you. But you have to be persistent. And you got to start knocking. You got to know what that thing is. And when you really seek with all your heart and and when you get fed up, that's you seeking with all your heart. Like when you really, really, really want it.
Yeah.
When you really wanted this show, you made that phone call. When if you really want X, Y, and Z opportunity to come, you'll start DMing people. You'll start making certain calls and requests. You'll start sending those cold emails. You'll start waking up in the morning to be disciplined. Like you'll start making your mindset will start changing. When that changes, then God will be like, oh, you're taking it serious.
Yep.
I can trust you now. I can make it easier now. How can I bless you with these materials or these resources if you're not taking your own, if you can't manage what you already have?
That's good.
Like in the story of the talents, like in order to get the multiple talents, you can't bury the one talent that you have. You have to multiply it.
Stewardship.
You know what I'm saying? So imagine if a day was the gift that we were given. What did you do with today? You feel me?
Dang.
People look at it as just money, but that could be the great thing about the story. You can insert whatever you wish. Like, what if you're a manager and you were given one person? What did you do with that one person that you was managing? What if that one person was you? What did you do with yourself today? How can we multiply that? So like I said, like we were saying, the first step is to be, you know, figure out what the issue is. Like, what do you not like? Okay, now let's figure out some research about that topic. Okay, now let's start making small baby steps to make it a snowball effect. When you make one step, then you can make two. When you make two steps, now we can make four. When you make the four steps, now you got a team of people behind you. Now the team is making steps on your behalf. Now you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. like it's a snowball effect. How do you feel about starting now? Is there anything you wish you were doing that you want to start?
Did I want to start? Now, most things right now in my life that I am doing are things that I've been doing for some time now. So, mm-hmm. like, working out, stuff like that. That's some... I'm trying to think. Is there something I want to start? I guess nothing right now, Dan, a parent mm-hmm. that, like, I'm just vying to start.
For me, it is. And that's the thing. For me, it's working out. I've been there before. I used to work out all the time. Like, it's like the stuff that I've been in before. Like, I want to be healthy. Like, go to different types of doctors more. Like, my diabetes. Like, I wanted to get my diabetes under... I'm a type 1 diabetic, so it's like I want to get that under control where it's like my numbers are improving, but like I want to be as healthy as possible. So like that's a whole lifestyle change that I have to make, and I have to be fed up about that.
Yeah.
There's certain places that my business I want to take, but I haven't got to the point where I'm like, I know what I should be doing, but I'm not fed up about it just yet where I can, you know what I'm saying? So like, I don't know. I got a question. How can you recall a time that you were fed up and like what that shift was like for you?
Yeah, bro. So it was 2019. I was severely out of shape. Like, and I will put the pictures up, but it's not even worth looking at. But yeah, like I was severely out of shape. And so at first it was 2018. When I realized, actually, 2018 was probably like the worst I was, like, out of shape. Mm-hmm. I was like really, I blew up. Then in 2019, I think I still could see the remnants of it. And then in 2020, I made like a vow. So I got a trainer at the top of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to the point where like, we were still going to the office at that time. So where I lived at my parents' home, it was like an hour and 10 to the office every day. like one way, like an hour 30 coming back. So we had to be the work at like 8:30. So you had to leave, you know, as you can imagine, like 6:45 if you want to get there on time. So I was waking up at like 4:45, working out from like 4:45 to like 6. No, I was working at like 4:45, getting to the gym at like 5. Working out from 5 to like 6:15-ish. Then getting home, showering, not 30 minutes, then trying to get out by like 6:45, 6:50. But I got to the point where like I was willing to neglect sleep because I wanted to be fit.
Yeah.
I wanted to be in shape. I wanted to be in the best shape possible. And ever since 2020, I've never looked back. It's now a lifestyle of mine. But I had to get uncomfortable. And I had to legit, like, I was up. I mean, you can ask my friends. It was one point in the summer where I was going to be like 3:30. But, like, I had to be comfortable being uncomfortable. Even when, like, of course it was days when I didn't want to do it and motivation ran out. But I think by that time, the discipline had been built over time. And the muscle had been built that, like, I kept thinking about, you know, but were like, and I was seeing progress. Like, I could see from where I was January to where I was June. To where I was in September versus to where I was June, where I was in December to where I was in September, I could legit see progress. So for me, quitting wasn't an option. I mean, it hasn't been an option. And even though I'm not all the way where I want to be, I'm not where I used to be, and I'm a long way from where I used to be.
Yeah, I think that's what the word you said was uncomfortable.
Yeah,
we have an issue with being uncomfortable.
Yep.
And the funny thing, the ironic part about it is where you're trying to go is uncomfortable because you've never been there before. Yep.
It's new territory. It's new ground. It's foreign. It's foreign land.
You're going somewhere you've never been before. Yep. So that's uncomfortable to do that.
Doing something. You're going somewhere you've never been and you're doing something you haven't done before, more than likely.
Yeah. And that doesn't feel necessarily the best just starting it.
Yeah.
And it's funny because if you were to start, if we start now and not wait till January, if we start now, by the time January hits, you're comfortable in that place. At least with step one, you're comfortable now.
That's what I'm saying.
And then now the next thing that you're preparing for is going to be that's going to feel uncomfortable.
Yes. And that's why it's so important to, like, you got to get out of your own way.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us are actually in our own way. And if you could move yourself to the side, you don't know how far you could go.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, you got to look at, if yourself is a mirror, you got to move it out the way. And say, yo, I can't look at, like, I'm pressing toward the goal. Get out of your own way. You got to get out of your own way.
Yeah. I don't like that. I think I sound like a broken record, bro. Cause it's just, I'm like, and you say it all the time. It's like, we're talking to ourselves. It's like, no, there's no, and you know what to do.
Yeah. That's the thing. But the thing about, like, my therapist told me this when she first met me. She was like, she said, listen, my job, she was like, my belief is that everybody knows what to do. They just need maybe like a push to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that. Like, a lot of us know what we should be doing or how to do it. We just don't do it for whatever reason.
Yeah. Not to scare anybody, but like, we also wait until the pressure's on to do something.
Mm-hmm.
When if we would have just started when we were called to start, we would have been much further along than that time when, like, you know, we really feel it.
Yeah.
It's like, now it's too late to start. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, so I don't have anything. I don't think I have anything else. Do you have any questions?
Nah, I don't. If I could just say anything, I would say don't overthink your situation. Don't overcomplicate it. You're likely closer to that point than what you may realize.
Mm-hmm.
Just start. Start and don't stop. And I always say this, but you'll quit if you don't win.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no, you'll win if you don't quit. My bad. I botched that quote.
Yeah.
You'll win if you don't quit. So.
Yeah. I'll just add to, like, one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Break it into small goals. Like, if we start, if you start instead of wait, and, oh, and don't wait. That's the whole point of this.
Don't wait.
So, yeah, like let's not wait till January 1st to be like, oh, this is my time to start this. Mm-hmm. Like if you're really serious about it, it would be today.
Because your time is now.
Yeah.
Yep.
It'll be today, especially if you're hearing from God. Bible story, Abraham, when he sacrificed his son, Abraham was told to do that. And Abraham woke up that next morning early and he did not wait. He went and did it immediately. So like, especially when it's God saying something and he's saying, telling you like, this is your time to be obedient. Do not put that off. That is not a time to be procrastinate. That is not the time to procrastinate. That is a time to move with urgency so you can reap. There's a reason why you're saying this is your time.
Yeah, because it could be life or death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally. It could be a living situation or not. It could be like there's stakes to, oh, that's good. What are the stakes for not starting today? Like it could mean, that could be.
It could be life or death.
Yeah, for real.
It could be loss of opportunity. It could be not being fully aligned in God's perfect will for your life. It's a lot of things.
There's a lot of things. It's a lot of enduring.
It's a cost of hesitation. I heard Bishop Jake say that, and that stuck with me. He said that in a Stephen Furtick interview. He was like, it's a cost of hesitation. And he was saying how, like, you gotta, like, God is always, you know, God is always at a rhythm, and you don't want to miss the rhythm. And like, and he was kind of like saying it in a rhythmic tone, like, yo, you don't want to miss the rhythm. It's a rhythm. It's a rhythm. It's a rhythm. It's a rhythm.
Yeah, bro. Because you ever missed the bus before?
Yeah. That's a bad feeling.
You ever missed that bus before, boy? And then you be mad, hate. Like, that's when the resentment start. Yeah, bro. Just don't miss that bus.
And then they keep driving. So, yeah.
I'm good.
All right, y'all. I think y'all have tuned in to episode 25. Yes, we are now 25 episodes in. Thank you for all love and support. And as always, I'll see you next time. Love, easy.